If you were to have a very even start and you had the right hand side, well, then you could hold the advantage, which may push it to a must have right. But we also see that there's options if you're starting down speed to the right, may not be quite as good.
So if you could get an even start on the right, you would have preferred to be on the right, but you weren't willing to give up what they ended up giving up to get there.
Yeah, exactly. That was our call for the start line. We don't want to be jeopardized in our starting if we were to the right.
Adam, what happened when it looked like they might be able to hold you outside the committee boat and somehow you turned it around and really made it difficult for them at the start in that final 90 seconds?
Yeah, it was more they gave us the opportunity to do that. We thought that they might have tried tacking, just two tacks to leeward of us, but they tried to tack and get the other side of us, and that sort of gave us a start straight away from there, because Dino did a great job of just getting them down speed and having a very hard manoeuvre to pull off in the last 40 seconds.
That was the key point, was it? Down speed, and that was it, to make them stutter around the bow of the committee boat.
Yeah, a little. It's sort of put their time and distance off from that. You know, there wasn't a lot of time after they'd got behind us to go up and tack and get back to full speed at the committee boat, and that was the risk that they were taking in doing it.
How would you explain that there was a thriller yesterday of 8 seconds and today so comfortable? I mean, they were just such contrasting races. Today wasn't anywhere near close.
Yeah, I think, as I just said up there, it was more to do with the evenness of the boats off the start line yesterday, and even across the long port tack. You know, Virtual Spectator obviously probably had us pretty bow to bow yesterday, where as soon as we started today and got onto port tack, we were probably 20-30 metres ahead, and at times that probably got to a larger number as we went across there and got a little bit better of the pressure.
Did you have any concern that they were going to get the hook on you coming off that after they ducked and came back, that they could get down and get the hook, in which case they could have held you out? Isn't that correct? Isn't that what he was trying to do?
Yeah, that was his last ditch at us, was trying to get a late hook on us. But Dino just did a great job at keeping the boat speed similar when he came down for it. And the call was that we were always going to be safe and we're matching boat speeds as it happened, so we felt confident.
Is this a particular strategy that you've developed in the pre-starts to try and counter, you know, what people saw of James Hill at Spit Hill earlier?
No, not necessarily. We've done our homework on him, but we've gone out and just done our own style and our own technique, and I think it comes down to more of the timing. You know, people are asking how come we didn't stay and dial up longer, but the dial up isn't necessarily how you win the pre-start. It's what goes on after that quite often is what dictates a start.
It's kind of unusual to bail out of a dial-up like that when you have starboard advantage that quickly, isn't it? And you were advanced on the bow in that instance too, which is sort of unusual.
Yeah, it's not always. If you're very comfortable in your position, you may try and stay there longer and make it uncomfortable for the other boat. But if you both end up in a pretty even bow-to-bow dial-up, there's not a lot in it.
Right.
Everyone's just slightly different.
It's all very well saying Dean did a good job in slowing the boat down, but boy, the trimmers must have been absolutely in sync with them in unison. I mean, that was just outstanding for them to be able to control the sails to slow it down.
Yeah, the one thing that is working very well on the boat is the communication from Dean to the trimmers and throughout the boat. So we're always one step ahead of our next move. It's, you know, Dean doesn't throw the wheel around without the trimmers knowing that it's about to happen. And while we're operating that way, we shouldn't catch ourselves out.
Where are you guys here from Kiwiland? Is it a lot of excitement back home, or is it fairly low-key still?
Oh, I'd hope so. There's two wins on the board, it should be, but for us this far away, it's just great to see so many Kiwis on the side of the canal and out in the water as we go out each and every day.
Adam, if you could control the weather gods, would they be the conditions you'd hope for tomorrow?
No, if we can control the weather gods, I think we'd be sitting pretty bloody happy. But no, conditions, we're not fazed by the conditions too much. We've sailed in all the conditions in 92. We've optimised it to every different condition we've had. We've shown its ability in 20 knots. We've shown its ability in 7 knots. And we're just happy to go out and try and get the right side of the shifts and the best start that we can.
You did look so comfortable.
Well, Joey Newton,